Now, the search for those swept away by devastating floods in central Texas, including 24 girls from a riverside summer camp, continued this morning as the death toll climbed to at least 52 and the chances of finding more survivors appeared to dim. The authorities said there is no cap to the broader tally of the missing, and officials said the search is now a race against time. It's also a race against more potential bad weather. Terry Sheridan is news director with the WSHU Public Radio in New York. He's been monitoring developments and joined us now. Terry, can you tell us what is the latest on this?
Well, I guess the latest right now is that we're expecting more heavy rain to fall over the area throughout the day and into this evening, which, again, is very concerning since we still have that rescue going on. We still have a recovery going on. And much of the flood mitigation structures, such as dams, riverbanks, trees, bridges, they have all been washed away.
Now, the death toll stands at 52, but it does seem likely that will increase.
Yes. I mean, there are 850 people that are still, 850 people have been rescued. There are still dozens, if not close to 100 people missing. And again, because of the power of the floods, for example, one woman who was found alive was found 20 miles downriver from where she was camping with her family.
What has President Trump had to say?
President Trump, yesterday, a full day, over a day after the floods, you know, again, tweeted that he would be, or X, that he would be monitoring the situation and would offer any help that he can. We do know that he says that he will honor the designation from Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who declared an emergency, which means there'll be federal funds coming in, and which means the Federal Emergency Management Agency will also come in and take command of any recovery and rebuilding.
Now, he is coming in for some criticism, too, because there were positions at local weather service offices that hadn't been filled due to federal cuts. And some people are saying that the weather forecast missed the trick here, that they didn't warn that there was going to be such heavy rain. Is this a controversy?
It is a controversy, but again, the warnings first went out on Wednesday that something could be happening, and then throughout Thursday, they gradually escalated until after midnight Friday morning. It was like seek high ground, something is coming. Now, what people are saying, or what experts in weather forecasting and civil management are saying, is that it wasn't that the forecast was bad, because again, this was such a fast moving and fast changing event, but it was that communication from the National Weather Service and from NOAA to local agencies about what was coming and what should be done, that might be where the lack of staffing or the unfilled positions could have come into play.
So obviously some very sad scenes in that area of central Texas, which is just north of San Antonio, we'll see over the next few days, no doubt.
Absolutely. I mean, again, you're hearing stories about families, you know, that lost several children, you know, that was at this camp, Camp Mystic. It is a camp that it's a Christian day camp or a sleepover camp, but it is of Texas society. Laura Bush, the former First Lady of the United States, went there and was a camp counselor there. The one that seems to be breaking everyone's heart is that two young sisters, 13 and 11, they've been confirmed dead. Their grandparents are still missing. So again, we're seeing stories of whole families, and that's probably what we will be hearing about over the next couple of days, because again, there was lots besides this one particular sleepaway camp. There were other camps along the river, and you're going to find families that that perished together.
Terry Sheridan of WSHU in New York, thank you very much for bringing us up to date on that this afternoon.